bitch. The flip is all like gone down my Mr. Mentai.
You've reached the greatest voicemail of all time. If you're calling to ask where Melania is, there never was a Melania. She was in your dreams. Leave a message.
Hello, Donald. It's Donald. I hope I didn't wake you. I just wanted to say that I know there was no collusion, but I'm going to pardon you anyway. Not that you've done anything wrong, but you don't need to stay up late anymore, worried and covered in pee-pee. Not unless you want to. Oh, and while I remember, we're out of Cheez-Its since we sent Melania out for them and she never came back. Okay, love you. Bye. Bye.
You're watching Tattoo Fixers on E4. First in today's studio is 23-year-old Raheem from West London.
All right, Raheem, I'm Alice, your tattooist. What are we doing with you today?
I want to do something about my gun tattoo. The sons, like, give me a really hard time about it. And they wouldn't give a young, rich black man a hard time for nothing.
Any ideas what you want?
Well, I was hoping we could turn it into something anti-gun. Like, if we write, no rifles allowed above it. Or that could just be, like, NRA.
So I've got just the idea on how to make your tattoo less embarrassing. Let's do it.
After half an hour in the chair, Alice is finished.
What is it?
Just by, like, rearranging some of the ink, I've managed to turn your tattoo from a gun into the three lions.
What? That's way more embarrassing. Turn it back into a gun, quick, before people see it.
BBC Radio 4. Some of you may have heard Salt for the Day this morning with the American Bishop Michael Curry. As a result, the Radio 4 schedules have had to change. World at 1 will now be at 3 o'clock. And Book at Bedtime has been moved to tomorrow morning. Now, though, it's today in Parliament, and John Bercow has made an important announcement.
Recently, a number of perfectly harmless incidents have been misconstrued by members as bullying. Firstly, order! Firstly, what the Right Honourable Member for Doncaster North misleadingly reported having his head dunked in the toilet was nothing more than a centuries-old parliamentary tradition of anointing a member of the Privy Council. Order! And the wedgie that followed, merely an attempt to make the Right Honourable Gentleman's underpants more reflective of the high esteem in which he is held by colleagues on all sides of the House. Order! Order! Furthermore, earlier today, the Deputy Leader of the Opposition alleged that the money with which he had intended to purchase lunch was forcibly requisitioned by the Speaker. I say to him, I was merely appropriating his lunch money for fundraising, and that the instruction I gave him while doing so, namely, stop hitting yourself, was a new health and safety policy. Order! Order! I hope now that we can move beyond such divisive matters and focus instead on what we can all agree on. Andrea Leadsom is useless and stupid.
Welcome to Newsnight. I'm Kirsty Warwick. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Woo. More on that story later. The government has finally given the green light to building a third runway at Heathrow Airport. I'm joined now by the Transport Secretary, Chris Grayling.
Oh, that's me. Hello.
After so many delays, why this decision now, Mr. Grayling?
Oh, me again. Well, mainly because it stopped people talking about what a balls-up I've made of the railways.
Your critics say these plans are